Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning, good morning. You are listening to Motivation for Life. I am your host, Ellen Marie, and I am so glad to be sharing with you today. It's been a few weeks. I have been working on some things and gearing up to share some things with you that will encourage us all as we move forward and just take charge of our lives and this journey. As you all know, this past week has been, I would say past few months actually, has been very trying in society. We have been going through a lot. And, you know, I do want to talk about what's happening in Baltimore. I do want to just send prayers and encouragement to the people of Baltimore, the citizens, the communities in the state of Maryland. I mean, at this point in time, I have so many emotions, so many things that I could say in regard to what the media, you know, shows us and what have you. There can be times when you have anger or you're upset, and you have the youth out here demonstrating that they are upset, they are angry. What is happening in our society? And unfortunately, the play on it is, hey, you know, these people are thugs, these people are rioting, they're destroying our communities, but what about the people? Aren't we more valuable than a building? You know, aren't our lives more valuable than a building? And at the end of the day, this situation could have been handled so much better than it was. You know, there's so much in our history, in the history of Baltimore, in the history of this country, when it comes to Black people, people of color, when it comes to the Black man. It is so much in history that, of course, you know, we have been fighting and struggling to overcome. And I hope that, unfortunately, these situations have happened in Baltimore and other places and parts of the world where we have experienced, you know, racial injustices. However, hopefully something will give. Something has to give in our country because we are one of the best countries in the world. People love coming to the United States. This is a place where people find freedom. They find opportunity. They find a way to live for their families and provide and do, and yet we still have racial injustice happening in our society. It has to stop. And so I encourage you all who are listening to definitely keep your prayers, send positive vibes to the city of Baltimore, to the people. Let's encourage, you know, right thinking and justice to be served in this situation. This is not just about Freddie Gray. This is about all the people who were killed by police brutality. This is about all those people whose lives were destroyed by the hand of someone who was in authority, who was there to protect us, but instead used their authority in the wrong way. This is for those people, and that is why people are really rioting and going off and, you know, really upset, is why do we have all these police officers to stand in a place of authority as if to control the masses? However, you're killing us. We look to you for protection, not to destroy our lives and our communities in that light. So let's encourage one another in that and send positive vibes there. Let's also send positive vibes to Nepal. I mean, you know, there's so much going on in our country, but they need our prayers as well. And I just wanted to just encourage you today. You know, guys, in spite of everything that's been going on, I actually woke up feeling really good. You know, I woke up feeling like this is a new day that I can make and make myself encouraged, happy. You know, I don't have to feel sad today. I can move forward and I can be productive and be happy today. Today is a good day. I woke up today. I have so many things to be thankful for. And, you know, in spite of everything that is going on, we all still have so much that we can be thankful for today. So today is Thankful Thursday. I don't know about you, but I am thankful on this Thursday. I am so thankful to be able to share with you my thoughts, to be able to encourage you that you can make this day great. You have the power and the ability to do so. So as you get up today, as you decide, do whatever it is you do. If you're going to work, if you are going for a jog, if you are just going to sit down and even watch television, encourage yourself today. Be productive. Create something today. Create something positive in your life. You know, write down some goals. Complete some goals today. You know, make this day productive. Today is a productive, thankful Thursday. We woke up. We have another chance to get it right. We have another chance to move forward in life. And I just hope that we all can move forward beyond what we see and what we're feeling in our society. It's tough right now. It really is. It's a tough, tough situation that we're facing. You have so many different opinions. Oh, my goodness. So many people coming up with so many different opinions about what's going on. And as we use our voice, you know, we must be careful to really do our best to share as much wisdom as possible that we can about a situation so that the people that are listening can really make sound decisions as to what is next, what we can do next that can actually provide a solution to the problem. Let's be solution makers here today. Let's be the ones who create and make a solution for the problem and not add to it. So I just want to encourage you today. Let's go ahead and move forward and let's encourage one another. Let's send prayers and positive vibes to Baltimore and Nepal. And let us just have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for listening. I am your host, Ellen Marie, and this has been Motivation for Life. Have a great day.